This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get right to it. It's pipe bomb time. The stories from this past week, the big stories, the charts for the week of October 22nd to the 26th on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. Jennifer from the DJV program, and Rich from points north, south, east, and west. He knows as much as there is to know, and will tell you that anytime you ask him. Richie, how smart are you?
Not very. Smart. Depends on the topic.
No. Oh, don't say that.
I have my moments.
Yes, you do. All right, let's go through the top 10 stories. I'm going to go through the list. Don't stop me, because that's where we get into trouble.
Exactly.
At number 10. The Red Sox are going to win the World Series.
Oh,
number nine.
You know what? I am stopping you. I was just looking.
Jennifer's from Los Angeles.
Man.
I'm from Boston. At least the Dodgers don't suck like the Yankees do. Next, the diagnosis of Sandra Day O'Connor having dementia is number nine. Number eight, the United States threatens the INF treaty. Number seven, the Mega Millions jackpot. Number six, gender definition. Huh? What, because of the bathroom stuff? Yeah, all right, I guess. Khashoggi murder aftermath. Number five, financial markets and what's going on in the housing industry. Look out for that one. Number four, that migrant caravan. Number three, midterm elections. Number two, and the mail bombs, number one. Somewhere in there is Megyn Kelly, I think, probably.
Number seven.
A survey extra.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right, the survey. Well, at this point, her career is over, and I think that may be the whole business
so
leading
silly.
Up to it. Yeah.
Can we start there?
Yeah.
You want to start there?
Yeah, go ahead. Because I'm behind on this story, and I know that she basically got fired because she defended blackface on her show.
You know, yeah. She didn't even defend it.
But that's what I want to know. Because I want to go watch the segment, and I want to see what all the hype is about.
It was so innocent. It, like, fell out of her mouth. And I'll tell you where I think she got into trouble. And our friend Kara was kind of pointed this out to me. But she said they were talking about the Real Housewives of New York, and they were talking about a woman on that show who dressed up as Diana Ross. And as part of her costume, she darkened her face, like, with bronzer and highlighter. And so they were talking about this, an all-white panel. I think Melissa Rivers was there, a few other people on the panel. What's her name? Even the president's daughter, I think, was there. Jenna Bush, maybe, was on the panel. And so Megan said, I don't understand when that became bad. She said, when I was a kid, as long as you weren't making fun of someone, it was part of the costume, sort of. And it fell out of her mouth. It was innocent. And I think what got her in trouble is she said, when I was a kid, it was okay. And somehow that seemed to be that she lacked understanding of minstrel shows and Amos and Andy and all of the terrible stuff that I think a lot of us understand, but still go, gosh, at Halloween, everybody's getting if you're not making fun of somebody, if you're actually putting on a costume and you're admiring Diana Ross, isn't it worse to, like, to make a
right.
version of Diana
Ross? So let's
Ross?
Deal with the
know.
Reality. Of
so silly.
The reality is that she never belonged at NBC. She wasn't liked at NBC, and they've been gunning for her, like, they're looking for OJ.
The check,
let's hang her
an
up
exit
on
check for $69 million.
Yeah. See you later.
Congratulations, Megyn Kelly. You hit the jackpot.
Look, it wasn't the smartest, most sensitive thing to say, but I think we can use these opportunities as, like, teachable moments. Instead of slapping someone down, have a national discussion about why what she said was insulting to some people. We miss these moments where just we slap people like they're six-year-old children instead of just having an adult conversation and talking through our misunderstandings about people.
There's a hello here.
Weird. And I'm no fan of hers. I'm not defending her, but
no, you don't have to defend her. I'm not either,
silly.
But I think that she got wrapped up in something. She got too big for her britches, and
you know,
the folks at CAA got her a good job and a good paycheck, so now she should enjoy it and go start a business of her own someplace.
That's kind of what I'm confused about. When did we go to this this thing where whenever you get fired from a job, you walk away with just buttloads of money?
I know.
The guy from Google this week got fired. He got like $90 million.
Fire me.
You get fired. You get $69 million. Doug, fire me, please.
Mm-hmm.
I need the check.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
So you have a hard time getting that kind of dough out of me, Richie.
You'll owe me.
Yeah, right. I'm taking an IOU.
Right. I'm good with
will.
That.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of money, number seven, the Mega Millions jackpot, $1.6 billion. And the winner, I've not seen an identity on this winner, came from South Carolina.
And you won't.
Good.
Who in their right mind would give up their name when they walk into a billion dollars? Yeah.
Yeah, good.
You have
that's
everybody
smart.
Knocking on your door.
There were a number of winners of $1 million around the country. One of them was here in Massachusetts, a woman who was a nurse that she went into a convenience store, and she and her husband, just on a lark, they got a quick pick. And they actually got five of them. And so she went home, and they put it on the kitchen counter and forgot about it. And then for some reason or other, her husband looked at it on the night of the drawing, and he said, look at the first number. They had all the numbers, but they weren't in the right order. See, I learned something this week. I didn't know you could win if you had all the numbers, even if they aren't in the right order. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I may have won, I could have won $15, $20 million myself, Richie, over the years.
You've probably thrown away winning tickets during your lifetime.
Probably have.
Your whole life could be different.
Yes.
And you've missed the opportunity. Did you hear about the elderly gentleman that went out to buy a ticket, fell down on his way to the store, broke his hip, went to the hospital. The nurses and the surgery felt sorry for him. The hospital ward had all chipped in and bought, a couple hundred dollars worth of tickets. They said, you can come in on our ticket, and they won.
Mm-hmm.
100 people combined for $1 million, and this guy won it.
Good.
He's part of it, part of the winning
Sweet.
Thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of great stories, even though there's some tragic stories. People lose it when they get that much money. They don't know what to do, and they go bananas if they're not very sophisticated. But there are a number of people who have been fairly sophisticated, took that money, invested it well, and will live, and their families beyond this family will live well forever. And so there are good stories and bad stories to this. Under the circumstances, though, the smart thing is you win this kind of dough, you don't tell anybody. You just keep,
show up for work the next
day. Hire your own plane quietly and take a trip somewhere.
Right.
Now, by the way, the Powerball jackpot is like $700 million. There's nothing to sneeze at. What I found out this week, and I didn't know this either, is that the people that run these jackpots, run these lotteries, have fiddled with the mechanisms to make it more difficult to win. So that's why these numbers keep going up. It's more promotion. They're pretty smart. Yeah. More promotion for them. More people buying tickets. More money for them to waste in the public sector. It's great, isn't it? So, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
I always think of you, Rich, when the jackpot's $1.6 billion. I go, I got to go get a ticket. And I always think of your voice saying, why waste your money on a ticket for that when you could buy one with much better odds for $7 million when nobody's won it?
Well, so you got the Powerball and the Mega Millions, right? So let's say the Mega Millions is up to $1 billion and the Powerball's like at a paltry $200 million. I'd buy the $200 million.
Well, there are all these state games, too. Like, Massachusetts has cash, and there's a bunch of different ways you can make $200,000-$300,000 every day.
But you know what they say? Your investment counselor, okay, will come up to you, and they will say, you know that $5 you put every week in the lotto since you were 25 years old?
Yeah.
Had you put that into your 401k or an IRA over the course of your life, it would have turned into $1 million.
And right now, if you
do $5 a week into an IRA for 30 years, you got $1 million. You hit the lottery.
And then you take that $1 million and invest in cannabis stock, and it will be...
Roll the dice, baby.
You know that one company in Canada that went public this summer? The stock went out at $17. If you put $1,000 into that right now, today, it's worth $700,000 only 5 months after the stock
went up. Yeah, when Canada legalized this week, they sold out of pot. Who knew?
A?
I thought they were all like straight laced.
Their A's are going to be due
right
now.
A's, right. A, it's 16 yeah, after. Country. The benefits of using Calitrin to lose weight. Everybody does it from time to time. Some people decide they want to go on a diet. Some people decide they want to go on a program, and they buy stuff, spend a lot of money, and they take off the pounds, and then when they're done with the program, hey, guess what? The weight comes back on again because you still like to eat ice cream and cake or whatever it is that put it the pounds there in the first place. So if you get on to the Calitrin program, this is a 30-year success story. A lot of people have not heard about it. They came to me and said, will you talk about this on the air? I said, sure, because it fills the standard of the things that I want to be able to talk about with integrity. And this being an all-natural way of losing weight, I was right there, man. The collagen, which is the protein in your body that helps keep you and your muscles the way they're supposed to be working, that's the number one ingredient in Calitrin. So I'm on board for that. It's all natural. It's all healthy. It all works. Promotes healthy, lean muscle, because that's what collagen is. That's the building block of your body. And when you get to be Rich's age, you start losing the ability to make your own collagen. So yeah, you got to go backwards and get the supplement, and then your body will start working it again. You exercise, burn off the fat, lose the weight, stay on the program, and you will keep the weight where you want it. That's what I've done. And you can do it, too. Go to toploss.com. The only way to buy Calitrin and to lose the weight is to online go to toploss.com and use the code DJV for 10% off whatever you buy. And if you buy more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Great deal on a great product that works super well to keep the weight off once you lose it. Taking collagen through Calitrin helps stimulate your body to produce more. That's what you want. Go to toploss.com, toploss.com, code DJV for 10% off.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Are you tossing and turning every night? Counting sheep gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the big hits from the News Talk Radio world this week. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here, putting it together. Just the two of us, Richie. I want to go through the people list right now. And maybe we'll take a shot at some of these people talking about them. Sandra Day O'Connor and her dementia diagnosis. She's in the number 10 slot. Megyn Kelly, number 9. The fellow who's the son of Jamal Khashoggi is at number 8. And Mohammed bin Salman is number 7. He's the crown prince. Keith Ellison is 6. Ted Cruz, you're always losing when you vote for Cruising. He's running against a guy named Beto O'Rourke. I don't know much about him, but those two are tied in number 5 position. Robert De Niro is in 4. Joe Biden, 3. Recipients of the mail. The Clintons and the Obamas are number 2 and Donald Trump's number 1. So these bombs, or whatever they are, the mail bomb, that's bombs. Number...
Yeah.
One, the pipe. Are they pipe bombs? Or are they just box bombs? Yeah. Whatever they are. They are pipe bombs?
Mm-hmm.
Some guy sent one of them without enough postage and it went back to him, whoever. Did you see that? The return to sender bomb?
Well, that should make things easy.
I don't know. I'm not frankly. I'm not at all. I think this is there's something about this thing that makes it seem so silly.
Let me tell you what it is. Okay. Yeah. By the way, all the return addresses on them were Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I know, yeah.
So they would have gone back to her. You've got 9 pipe bombs. None of them went off.
Mm-hmm.
They were all sent to Trump's critics, progressive people. This is a stunt, whether it's by... and it's working. I think it's the Russians. I think it's the Russians playing their games again. Yeah. Trying to divide us from within.
Yeah,
and it's working because look at this week. You've got the right saying that the left is doing it as a political stunt, and you've got the left saying it's all Trump and his wacky followers that are doing it, and it's working. So I think it's the Russians sitting up in the bleachers with their popcorn going, look, we did it again. We're such suckers. People, take the hook out of your mouth. We are being played. You are being played. Don't let them win. As my friend Gordon Liddy used to say, suckers.
The news media makes us all suckers, or maybe they're the suckers themselves.
Well, they play into it, too. Yeah, they get played.
Yeah, well, it's good for ratings. It's good for them in a manner of speaking. Speaking of good for ratings, when we next meet next weekend, it'll be the weekend before the midterm elections. So there's a week and a few days before situation gets, well, I guess it's tense now with some people. I'm looking at being able to walk up and down the street without seeing signs everywhere. You can't watch TV, the political ads everywhere, on the radio, television. I said this, I think earlier, Richie, $938 million spent on advertising in just four of these congressional races. You know how much money is being spent on advertising? Great for the radio business.
Sure.
Super good for the radio business. Local radio loves this sort of thing. But at what point, I mean, look at some of these neighborhoods where the signs are up all over the place already. It's, I suppose, I guess it's great sport to a point, but it's becoming
I was talking to silly. A host, another host here at Radio America, Jack Berkman. He's a lobbyist,
yeah,
a registered lobbyist, and has lots of lobbyist clients, some of the biggest, you know, defense contractors in the world. And so he does a talk show, and his perspective is kind of like, you know, from the K Street perspective. And he was just talking about the amount of money that goes into elections.
Huh?
You know, when you get your congressional elections, it's $2 to $20 million. Your Senate elections, it's usually like $5 to $30 million. Presidential elections up to $1 billion nowadays.
Yeah.
And where all the money comes from, it's just nuts, the money that gets rotated out there and floated out.
Nuts. Coming up, some of the important races to sort of focus on as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. Doug and Rich at 28-pack.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump is praising law enforcement for its capture of the man suspected of sending at least 13 pipe bombs to his political opponents. When asked if he would tone down some of his rhetoric, President Trump said he shares none of the blame.
Well, I think I've been toned down. You want to know the truth? I could really tone it up because, as you know, the media has been extremely unfair to me and to the Republican Party.
The suspect, Cesar Sayoc, is reportedly a former bouncer and bodybuilder who currently worked as a delivery driver for a restaurant. None of the bombs went off. One of the bombs was sent to California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris.
I'm thankful to law enforcement and the Postal Service folks for being so professional and diligent. And thankfully, nobody was hurt.
President Trump has called for unity, but also has blamed the press for the divisive political climate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review, a weekly review, overview, if you will, of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. According to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com has the stories listed, has the people on the list that have been most discussed this week, and one of them is Mad Dog Mattis.
What's Mad Dog?
You know about him, Richie?
Yeah.
Why do they call him Mad Dog?
That was his name when he was, I guess, in battle. He got known as Mad Dog.
Defense Secretary Mattis signing an order to send 800 military personnel to the border because the troops are needed to keep out these migrants. This is the silliest thing. And what I found out this week really sort of disturbed me with regard to how people use asylum. These people, by the way, if you haven't heard the background to this, they are seeking political asylum in the United States. It's not just a mad rush for the border. It's we want asylum. We have been injured. We have been hurt. We live in a country, Guatemala, that's falling apart. We are in danger. Our lives are at risk. And apparently that's what you need to say and or prove in order to get asylum. So not only it was I think 4,000 at first, now it's like almost 10,000 walking 4 or 5 miles a day. They're 150 miles into Mexico, I think, at this point. This is the craziest thing. Not the craziest thing. That would be an exaggeration.
It's an invasion.
It's the craziest thing ever.
It's an invasion.
But yeah, and we just sit here and watch it like ants coming out of
right.
An anthill. So what do you do? Now, you mean to tell me that anybody, instead of sneaking across the border, all they have to do is go up to a Border Patrol agent and say, I would like asylum in the United States of America?
Yes.
That's it. That's it. Right? Remember that scene in The Hunt for Red October? You and I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where after Vasily has given him a ping or two, and they actually get on Scott Glenn is the captain of the American submarine, and he and Alec Baldwin's character get on the submarine, the Red October, and Sean Connery is the captain of the ship, played fabulously. It was a great movie, great, great movie. And so when they're all done with their talking, The captain of the Russian ship walks over to Scott Glenn's character and say, may I present to you the Russian nuclear submarine Red October and its crew. We are seeking political asylum in the United States of America. And every time I get goosebumps now just saying it. Every time I see it, that movie, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of, that's what you would think asylum is all about.
Followed by the classic line. You think they'll let me drive Winnebago across Montana?
Right.
Maybe that's what these people are thinking. All they want to do is drive a Winnebago across Montana.
That's it. That's right. Good God. So in the meantime...
So there are 2,100 National Guard troops there already, and they're going to have another 800 military. But what do you do if these people rush the military? What do you do?
Trump is considering a major executive action, executive order, whatever it is, to keep the migrants. What's Mexico doing, though, is the question everybody's been asking all week. Apparently nothing. They're just letting them wander through.
They say that they tried. They say that they met them. They say that they've offered them asylum and given them 45 days to apply for asylum in Mexico. But, yeah, they just keep on coming.
Yeah. All right. I was looking at some of these. I promised we'd talk a little more about the races in Nevada. Race between Republican incumbent Dean Heller. I don't even know who he is. I never heard of this guy. Do you know Dean Heller? He's been a senator for a while.
Yeah, I know who he is. I mean, I don't know much about
him. Does he make any noise? He doesn't seem to be noisy.
Not so much.
No. He's running against Jack Rosen, the Democrat. And the according to the overview that I see of this, Richie, Latino voters like your wife who show up on Election Day mm-hmm. will carry the day.
We already voted. She already voted.
She did.
My Latino wife already voted, yes.
Yeah. And what does she think? When I first met her, I think the first question in my mind was whether she was legal or not. I think I asked you that, as a matter of fact.
I snuck her across the border. she was a citizen already before.
She already was.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway.
Years
okay, let's see what else. Abigail Spanberger. Never heard of her. She was a former CIA officer, like Madam Secretary. She is going after Dave Bratt.
Oh, yeah.
In Virginia. What do you know about that?
I hear the ads.
They can flip it. Is she going to be able to flip it?
Well, remember Dave Bratt flipped it. He took Eric Cantor's spot, who was the minority whip.
Uh-huh.
And so he was a big one. So he's had two terms in there. So the radio ads are really hot and heavy on these two. Calling each other every name in the political book, but I think he's doing okay.
Is he? All right. 16 transgender candidates on the ballot. They're not happy about the Trump administration plan to end legal recognition of their gender status. There you go. Let's see here. What are Republican Senate candidate Corey Stewart?
Yep.
What do you know about Corey Stewart?
He's a little nuts, but, you know, it's a tough, for us here in Virginia, it's a tough vote, because Corey Stewart's just, he's a little crazy, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, so.
Trigger for him.
There are, let's see here.
But you know what Corey Stewart did?
I'm looking at the seats in the.
You know what Corey Stewart did that I liked?
No.
He was a county commissioner in the county next to us in Fairfax County, over in Loudoun County. And he was one of the first guys to go start rounding up illegals at these. You know how you get at the 7-Eleven or something like that, you'll have 10 or 15 Hispanic guys hanging out looking for day work.
Oh, yeah.
And so he started saying, okay,
same thing.
This is pretty easy. We'll send our people over to the 7-Eleven and this, you know, Burger King, wherever these people are looking for day work, and we'll start asking the day workers for their identification and their status.
Mm-hmm.
And he started saying, okay, well, you're not legal, so let's bring you over here and let's, you know, hand you over to the feds. And he would do that, and the feds would say, well, we can't really do anything, so you just keep them. And and he actually won a second term as county commissioner because he did that. But then he let his head get to him a little bit. He's, you know. So but he really kind of started that whole, really handing the illegal immigrants over to the feds, and the feds going, we don't have the capacity.
We don't have it. What are we going to do with
it anyway? So
we don't have them. We don't want them. They're too good for me. There are 5 Democratic at-risk House seats and 72 Republican at-risk House seats in the election next week. And in the Senate, 8 Democrats are at risk and 5 Republicans. So looks like the Republicans have an easy way into the Senate. Doesn't look so sure or secure for them in the House.
Correct.
What's the scuttlebutt in Washington that the Republicans, in fact, will lose the House?
There is an outside chance they could keep the House, but it looks like the...
So what happens if that's the case? Who becomes
Nancy Pelosi,
the Speaker of the House?
Nancy Pelosi.
Who's the Democrat?
Nancy Pelosi.
She does?
She
again?
Speaker of the House. And there are some that say that she won't accept it, that she'll accept it just for the vindication, and then she'll, retire or something like that from that position and give it to somebody else. But you would think that if Trump had to deal with the Democrats in the House, that they would try to impeach him, that they would not get any bills done. But my lobbyist friend thinks that they could do something on infrastructure. He thinks that Trump would be happy to work on an infrastructure deal with the Democrats and that they could actually get something done. And in many ways, he thinks that Trump would rather work with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats than Paul Ryan. So I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, Ryan's retiring anyway, right? He decided not to run for re-election.
Right.
What's his new job? He must have some cushy big new job.
Oh yeah, he'll get something in the private sector where he can spend more time with his family and make a lot more money.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it's about. Some of them like the power, so they stay there forever, and others they take advantage of the power and they
you
get
jobs,
good jobs.
It's okay. Fine. Go ahead. You did your time. Leave. Go make some money now. And let somebody else in there.
Yep.
I'd rather we did that with everyone. They should all leave.
44, that'd be nice. 44 after the hour. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen reviewing what's going on the list side of what's at Talkers Magazine, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is, Talkers.com. If you would like to leave a really good impression on someone, think first about when you look at someone or when they look at you, what do you think they first look at? Most studies show that they look at your smile. No matter what sex you are, men looking at women smile, women looking at men smile, it's the most unforgettable feature that you have. And if you don't have perfect teeth, if they are ugly, if they are colored, if they have yellow, yunga bunga, you don't want that. So how about you try what I have tried and lots of other people, power swabs, first developed by the dentist Dr. Martin Ginniger. He sold it to the trade. Only his fellow dentists could use, and that's what they use to brighten your teeth. Charge you $1,000 for it. Well, you don't have to do that now because Ginniger has made power swabs a very popular, very, very popular product with the masses. And you can get your white smile back again using the product that is power swabs, which is basically it's a combination of natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent. That's how the stains are lifted off of your teeth. You're not going to ruin the enamel. You're going to have a tray in your mouth for a half an hour. Just take the tube, snap it, take the Q-tip and rub it on your teeth. Bingo. You got whiter teeth in 5 minutes. Keep it up every week and you'll stay a beautiful smile, a wonderful, recognizable smile people will talk about. Only way to get power swabs to remove the stains on your teeth is to call 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to the DJV show or Doug Steffen and sell you this at half price, half the retail price for power swabs, 800-208-1797. Save your smile, save your friendship, save your warmth. It's hygienist approved as well, 800-208-1797. Very, very, very good conclusion to this effort. White teeth swell. 800-208-1797. Use the code DJV. Get them at half price.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The list of people the focus on these names as they're connected to the big story. So here they are for this week. At number 10, it's Sandra Day O'Connor. At number 9, it's Megyn Kelly. At number 8, Recep Erdogan. Number 7, Mohammed bin Salam. Keith Ellison is at 6. Ted Cruz at 5, tied with Beto O'Rourke. Fellows running against him in the Senate seat down in Texas. Robert De Niro at number 4. Joe Biden at 3. The Clintons and the Obamas tied for the second place. And Donald Trump, as usual and appropriate, occupies the first number 1 slot as far as being discussed on the radio. He's the king, making it that way himself, it would seem. That's the story at the moment. A list of people from the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television at Talkers.com.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifford with Today's Homeowner, giving you a few tips in being able to have a safer and healthier home. And one thing you can do for both of those, as well as making your home a little more energy efficient, is to add insulation in your attic. We're using a mineral wool insulation from Rockwool that I've used a lot over the years because it's mildew resistant, extremely easy to install, and also it's very fire resistant. It may give your family a little extra time to get out of the house in the unfortunate situation of a fire. We're also trying to improve our indoor air quality by making sure all of our exhaust fans go all the way to the outside and actually enhancing the experience a little bit by installing an MP3 player that's part of the Braun Sensonic brand. Really cool to have that music while you're in the shower. And video surveillance cameras from Carrier, the core system, are so easy to install. Put them on the shelf and plug them in. More information available for you at todayshomeowner.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. All right, you know what? This is really frustrating. I'd rather be talking about the Ice-T getting arrested in his new car going over the speed limit on the bridge. He was driving a Bentley, and he traded that in for a some kind of an Aston Martin, or I don't know what is it, some fast real no a McLaren. Oh. So he's going. He goes through the Easy Pass lane, and doesn't have the Easy Pass thing in his car, so he gets chased by the police, and I don't know whether they stopped him. And he was on his way to the set when he was stopped. So apparently they couldn't do the rest of whatever had to be done on Law and Order SVU with him because he was in the slammer.
Well, on a McLaren, you can make up time pretty quickly, so.
Yeah, no mistake there. I'd rather drive the Bentley, though, thanks. 10 before the hour. The list of people. The focus on these names as they're connected to the big story. So here they are for this week. At number 10, it's Sandra Day O'Connor. At number 9, it's Megyn Kelly. At number 8, Recep Erdogan. Number 7, Mohammed bin Salam. Keith Ellison is at 6. Ted Cruz at 5, tied with Beto O'Rourke. Fellows running against him in the Senate seat down in Texas. Robert De Niro at number 4. Joe Biden at 3. The Clintons and the Obamas tied for the second place. And Donald Trump, as usual and appropriate, occupies the first number one slot as far as being discussed on the radio. He's the king, making it that way himself, it would seem. That's the story at the moment. A list of people from the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television at Talkers.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's moving and grooving. It's Tech Talk time, a review of the top five items this week. Victoria is out ill, so the Dougster will take care of business here. Going through the top five, starting at number five, a focus on Apple. They've released a new version of their bagel emoji. In the latest update, you told me it was emoji. I say emoji, emoji. Kara, you like emoji.
You can
emoji.
Continue being wrong. I do like I emoji. Or right. Unique, however you want to look at it.
I'll be unique. Anyway, Apple announced the release. There were 70 new emoji that have been put out. And for whatever the reason, and I don't quite understand, what you can help me clarify why the bagel emoji has been something that
it's a silly controversy, but they released a picture of the bagel, and it was just a plain bagel with absolutely no toppings on it. No one eats a bagel like that, and so people were very upset, especially New Yorkers and Philadelphia cream cheese. And so they added a smear of cream cheese on top, and now everyone's very happy.
Ah, so let's move on then, if everybody's happy, to Prince Harry's ring, number four. This week in the countdown to number one of the top items from the world of technology, a small black ring Prince Harry is wearing. It's an accessory generating a lot of speculation around the world. Source of the mysterious band is revealed this week. A health tracker getting a lot of backing. The focus from Silicon Valley is this Aura ring. It's about to gain a mass market push. Isn't that smart? Give it to somebody like the Prince, who everybody's following, and people look at that ring and say, hey, what's that? And so they're now giving this ring, apparently, to celebrities and business tycoons, athletic elites. The gadget monitors the quality of your sleep. The level of daily activity makes recommendations based on the data that come from the ring. It also monitors your heartbeat, heart rate, body temperature, that sort of thing, so you'll know if you are well or not. Data from the ring transferred to your phone, and the device then Well, the ring itself, you got to put on a charger, and of course, your phone's got to stay charged up for you to be able to read it. So, monitoring your health, big deal these days. Silicon Valley making a lot of products offering to track your personal data. And then where does it go? That's the question, huh? The market for this sort of thing projected to reach $76 billion next year. Chief Operating Officer for Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, and Arianna Huffington from the Huffington Post, Media Mogul, etc., spoke about the need for quality sleep in the recent speeches. 60 million people take some form of sleep medication. Did you know that? Whether it's all natural stuff or whether it's Ambien, that sort of thing. So this is supposed to help you monitor so you can better understand what your sleep patterns are and what you need for a better night's sleep without taking a lot of drugs. Well, good luck to them. Number three on the countdown from the world of technology, Apple's streaming television service, said to resemble Amazon Prime Video and Netflix, launching next year, featuring a mix of original programming, access to third-party services, and the ability to subscribe directly to channel packages offered by network providers, cable providers. It's like the Amazon Channels feature. One snag, though, Apple doesn't appear willing to let the software exist outside its own hardware, which may limit. In other words, you got to have an Apple device in order to use it. So far, they signed a multi-year deal with Oprah Winfrey to develop some new shows, order a pair of children's shows from the creators of Sesame Street, series from La La Land director Damien Chazelle, a thriller series from M. Night Shyamalan, a drama about morning show stars Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, that kind of stuff. Also reports it's working to acquire the rights for an animated film. So that's what's cooking with Amazon. I'm sorry, with Apple. Firefox, number two, Firefox 63 can block third-party cookies. The folks at Mozilla have introduced enhanced tracking protection, blocking third-party trackers to increase your privacy. That's good. I use Mozilla. They've been focused on data and privacy a lot in recent months, announcing features like having Firefox block ad tracking. For now, Firefox 63 has enhanced tracking protection. It's by default, but it gives users the option to block third-party tracking cookies and block all trackers as well. So that's good news for those of us who use that product. And the number one tech story this week, Yahoo, paying $50 million in damages for 200 million people in the U.S. and Israel who had their personal data breached. In 2013, Yahoo suffered a breach, affected 3 billion user accounts. So this is payback time. You may get $25, but listen. Something's better than nothing, right? That's technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.